The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Kick is up and it is up and through. It's good. The 49ers win it.
Baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. What a day for Jake Moody. What a day for Brock Purdy. And what a day for 49er fans all over the place. Hey, a great day in the Bay Area as the Sharks win, the Niners win, the Warriors win. But we're going to start with the 49ers here on a Monster Monday. Baldy's going to join us at 7:30 as we say good morning to everybody out there. You heard Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call. Jake Moody with the game-winning 44-yard field goal. And it barely squeaked through, but you know what? It counts as 3 points as he goes 3 of 6 yesterday. It is just up and down roller coaster type of day for the 49ers. I still don't know how I feel about him, but a win is a win. And we'll look at a glass half full here as Purdy was up and down. Wasn't as crisp, but he ends up throwing for 353. Shanahan, was he on this game? Not at all times, but you know what? They get a damn win. They fly back to the Bay Area last night at 5-4, half game out from Arizona. But wow, what a roller coaster ride yesterday at Tampa Bay. Good morning, Shasky.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the special teams, if it's not going to give us a heart attack, I just don't know what's up, man. Like, it's just, my goodness. And you know what? Give credit to Jacob Cowing after fumbling, making one of the big plays of the game. The team absolutely needed that. I thought Baker Mayfield versus Brock Purdy in the second half was incredible in terms of the competition level. Are they the two best quarterbacks in the league? No. But, man, those two were competing, making plays. And I just want to start with George Kittle. I just think George Kittle is having an unreal season again this year. And you've talked about it for about a month, month and a half. He's the best tight end in 49er history, and he made some plays in this one. There was one where he caught the ball over the middle, covered up, and then plowed about four different dudes and just gave the team life. And then that catch in the end zone, this team is stalling out in the red zone, stalling out in the red zone. Purdy's scrambling. He's running around trying to make plays. He points at Kittle as he's rolling to his left, and Kittle threw a perfect pass. But for Purdy made a perfect pass. But for Kittle to do the dead leg and make that catch in the end zone and get both feet down, I mean, you want to talk about just a Hall of Fame play by a Hall of Fame player who's the greatest tight end in Niner history. Like, George Kittle was just unbelievable yesterday.
Well, Ricky Pearsall was great. George Kittle. But I have to start with Shanahan and Purdy because that's where the Niners go as far as Shanahan and Purdy takes them. It starts with these two guys. The head coach and a quarterback. And yes, George Kittle's having a hell of a season, a first team all pro type season, to catch the toe tap, play street football there, 2 feet in. But Purdy made a great play of being patient and using his legs and holding the ball, holding the ball, holding the ball, waiting for something to break. But as Purdy is throwing high and a bit inaccurate early on in the game, and he wasn't as crisp, he saved his best for last. When the Niners needed a play, he made a play in the fourth quarter, a la Jacksonville. Kind of reminded me of the Jacksonville play last year where Purdy faced a blitz, cover zero blitz, and he tosses one up to George Kittle for a long touchdown, which put that game away. Down the right sideline, just lofted it up, perfect timing. Now, they didn't score a touchdown on this play, but the play to Christian McCaffrey for 30 yards in front of a coverage bust, oh, and you got to throw it. And you hear Shanahan after the game saying, yeah, I thought he threw it too early. but it was right on time, in the nick of time. It was an absolute dime to CMC. Purdy in the fourth quarter. I don't give a damn what happened the first three quarters. When you needed a play from your quarterback and you needed a throw from your quarterback, this guy, time and time again, he knows how to make them. And he made them yesterday in the fourth quarter, saving the damn season. That's what yesterday came down to.
Oh, I'm totally with
you. It felt like a season eliminator in the NFC West. And you know what? They survived it because the quarterback played great in the fourth quarter. Shanahan dialed it up in the fourth quarter. The defense bent, but didn't break. And Moody finally came through and made the one they counted, man. That was a roller coaster, but you know what? Got to give credit where credit's due. I understand Kittle doing his thing, but the quarterback made plays in the fourth quarter when you needed him to.
That play to CMC, he's on his back foot, and he lobs it up back to the inside. Levante David, who had a great game, was carding CMC. He got completely blasted right in the numbers, right in the chest. Was it Golson? I forget who the defender was, plastering him. And then CMC just doing CMC things, catching it like a center fielder, you know, tracking down a ball like he's Willie Mays. That was an unbelievable play, B. I think most people, when he threw it up in the air, we're like, whoa, boy, where are you throwing that? But that was unbelievable awareness. And how many times did Tampa send a free blitzer and that guy was getting home?
Well, you heard Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady. They said, look, they were playing a lot of zone against Kansas City. They were back to their blitz packages yesterday. They were blitzing left and right. But Purdy overall, 25-36. And as Brady said, the quietest 353 yards passing he's ever seen. He had the two touchdown passes. He took three sacks. Nice dive to Ricky Pearsall with some velocity, some mustard on a 46-yard catch and run. I want more targets for Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, he looked good.
He had six targets yesterday. I think Pearsall's working his way up to 10 targets a game.
How about on the final drive? He had the anticipation out little route where another blitz is coming, and Brock Purdy, before he even hits the back foot, the guy's not even breaking out. He's like, I am throwing to Pearsall before he breaks. I thought Pearsall was awesome. Your point is well taken. B.
Two catches on that final drive for Ricky Pearsall.
And then the one where it was like a delay, and then they used the timeout on that. I thought their clock management was perfect. And for Purdy to get up and spike the ball, like they did a great job. 41 seconds to go. You get the ball back. You got the one timeout. You know, Juwan Jennings making multiple plays. Yeah, Juwan Jennings was awesome as well. How about the recovery by Juwan Jennings on the Purdy fumble earlier in the game? And Tom Brady is like, Juwan Jennings is just aware. He's making plays. I thought Brady was awesome in this game.
Well, Juwan Jennings, seven catches, 93 yards. He's going to play that X position there at the wide receiver spot. Look, 11 targets, seven catches. They're where with all of the final play. The catch a pass, and everybody thought, get out of bounds, get out of bounds, and he cuts it back inside, knowing time and situation, knowing that if I break it back inside and get another 8 to 10 yards, we will have time to spike it and line up for a field goal. So Juwan Jennings, the awareness to say, I'm not going to just settle and go out of bounds. Let me pick up another 5 to 10 yards for Jake Moody and make this kick a lot easier for him so he can walk out of Tampa Bay with the win. Juwan Jennings is that dude. Third Juwan. He's your top wide receiver right now alongside Ricky Pearsall. I thought Debo underneath made some nice catches in the way they used Debo yesterday. And, of course, the return of Christian McCaffrey. We've discussed this game for about 8 minutes now. Christian McCaffrey made his return. 19 touches, 107 yards. What do you think about McCaffrey's return?
I mean, the first play of the game was like, oh my God, he's back. Like, I couldn't believe it. To me, it was the little check downs underneath. There were about two or three of them where he broke a tackle and, oh, it's a 3 yard gain, 7 yard gain, right? Those are the big plays. I was wincing the whole time, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there was one where he was out in space where he got big chunk. You know, I think it was a run, like a draw of some sort. And I thought he, like, kind of lost his footing. And I'm thinking, like, my heart stopped on multiple times when McCaffrey touched the ball. I know. I wince. I go crazy. He's a football player. He's going to play. I was more surprised. Only one touch. And I get why. Because the game kind of got out of hand in terms of running. Like, you weren't running. Like, they were clogging the lanes. There was nothing to the outside. No cutback lanes were there. But one touch for Jordan Mason, 5 yard gain to the outside. He's out of the game. Guerrero, one, I believe, rush and one horrible chip block where Purdy almost got destroyed. Like, yeah, it's the CMC show.
You asked me what percentage of plays he would get last Friday, and I kind of snapped back and said, look, if he's healthy, he's going to play. There's going to be no split carries. It's going to be no, hey, for every two McCaffrey carries, there's going to be one J.P. Mason. 20 minutes into the game, Deebo had two carries and J.P. Mason only had one. Well, what do you know? The game is over and J.P. Mason had one carry for 5 yards. So when it came to Christian McCaffrey, obviously the red zone is still an issue. This season, they're 18-38 from the red zone, just 47%, bottom five team when it comes to converting touchdowns inside the red area. McCaffrey didn't cure that illness for the 49ers or ailment or whatever you want to say here when it comes to the red zone. But I thought running the football, 13 carries, 39 yards, you could see where the Achilles is going to be a problem. Didn't see the quick, like there was a couple plays in the run game where he did get he had a 13-yard gain, he had a couple 8-yard gains, where I thought, ooh, the McCaffrey ult would have broke down for 30. It felt like the jukes was a little stiff. It felt like he was more of a workman-like running back than the quick, shifty, short area quickness. Yeah. Let me get in and out of my cuts. And that's to be expected. Bilateral Achilles tendonitis. So I don't think he was as explosive in the run game. Now you need him because of his third down blitz pickups, his pass blocking is still excellent. His hands are excellent. But we're not going to see the McCaffrey we saw from the season ago. And how could we with bilateral Achilles tendonitis? It's just not going to be the same.
Well, so I guess like to your point about breaking up the touches and whatnot, like watching the game, I wasn't like, oh my God, they got to get Mason involved. Because I just felt like Tampa was all over. Like they were crowding the line of scrimmage. I didn't think anyone was going to be effective running the ball. I thought Lavonte David and the defensive line was really, really good in this one. And they did a great job mixing up their blitzes and sending free rushers. But when I look back at the overall stats, it's like maybe you gotta like give one of these other guys a series. I don't know. Be like Garendo clearly has pop, but he's a rook and he misses like the chip block. Brady was talking about it. Hey, it's a chip block, but you got to understand Trent Williams has the guy to the other side and he's completely, you know, going one on one there. You got to hold that block a little longer, you know, on that linebacker. And, you know, thankfully Purdy had ball security and he doesn't lose it there. But like those are the little things of when you play the young guys, you're going to see
that's
the areas of noviceness, if you will. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we've gone this long. B. I don't know what the hell is going on with the special teams. Ronnie Bell made a hell of a play early in the game. Ronnie Bell, I know. Moved down the ball. Wisnowski, you know, pins them in. Later on in the game, Jacob Cowan had a huge return that I felt gave life to the sideline.
After a fumble on the punt.
But the Darrell Luter getting backed up into him on that fumble was horrible. The three, not one, not two, three Jake Moody misses. One of them was such a bad pull to the left. And then like Deebo and Tabor Pepper going out on the sideline. There was a moment in my mind, and you're talking about like coming out of that game, I was thinking, this is not good. I'm not saying fractured locker room. That's going a little too far for me. Look, if I was one of the people on offense or defense, I'd get being like livid with special teams. You gotta feel like they've cost you at least one or two games this year.
Spadoni, pull up the Jerry Rice from a few weeks ago.
Like, I get it.
Fighting on the sidelines because bottom. All right, Jerry Rice. Okay. After the Kansas City game, when they're down 14-12, and they throw a pick, and they lose that football game going away, Jerry Rice joined us the day after the Chiefs loss. And here's what Jerry said about that loss. And he says something that reared its ugly head yesterday down at Tampa Bay.
Back in the day, I'm going to be honest with you. If we played like the way we played yesterday, we would have probably been swinging on each other on the sideline. We would have been fighting each other. That was like, you know, that was not 49er standard right there. I would say probably what we would do is just simplify everything, go back to route running, go back to where, you know, Brock Purdy is feeling a little bit more comfortable back there in the backfield where he can see the lanes where he wants to throw the football and stuff like that. And let these guys, you know, let these guys earn their money, man. These guys are professional.
So Jerry, early on in that answer, was talking about just fighting and getting into each other's face, heating people up, showing that you care. And then he starts talking about the wide receivers. Well, yesterday, Deebo Samuel, after Moody missed his third kick, Deebo gets on the football field. And he has some words for him. And Tabor Pepper started being a good teammate and said, hey, Jake Moody's all right, man. Leave him alone. And Deebo said, to hell with you. And he basically just judo chops him to the neck. And it just walks away and shows no respect. Judo so, chop. I mean, listen, if they lose that football game.
Oh, my God.
Man, they lose that football game. Yes, we got a problem with the locker room. We've got a problem with this team. Because that was the first crack there that I've seen under the Shanahan, where guys are getting into it on the sidelines. But damn it, they needed that game. And Debo Samuel going crazy like that shows me how much he cares.
I totally
how much
agree.
They wanted that win.
Totally
how much agree. They wanted to get back to San Francisco to take on Seattle with the chance to remain in first place in the division. I understand where Debo was coming from, and I understand where Tabor Pepper was coming from. You need some friction. It's hot. It's 90 degrees. You're sweating bullets. It's 90 degrees in Tampa Bay. It's hot. You're on the East Coast. It's humid. You're in your red jerseys. You're desperate for a damn victory. You're coming off a bye week. Our pets' heads are falling off. Purdy's going out there going, you know what I'm saying? We needed that. And Jake Moody nails that kick, and I'm glad they shed a head in the locker room, gave him his props after the game, saying, you know what? That was a testament to mental strength right there.
He goes right down the middle, and I'm thinking, Shanahan, I thought that was a miss the whole way. Tell me you didn't think the Moody last one, and thank God he hit it, but tell me you didn't think watching it that he pushed it right.
I mean,
did you not think that?
I was thinking, can we go one more play?
Oh, my God.
Well, on the 4th and 6, that he doesn't go for it, and he trots Moody out there for the 50-yard field goal. I'm thinking, Shanahan, what the hell are you doing?
Well,
he's not going to make the 50-yarder.
Early in the game, they passed on the 57-yarder on the first drive. Right. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, why are we not going for this?
Maybe that was his distance of pregame warm-ups. It was just 50. 52.
The crazy thing is that we do have a kicking problem. Like, anyone who says we don't, you're full of it. Like, Carlson and whatever the other guy's name was who got hurt, and he's on IR, those guys didn't miss a kick in the absence of Jake Moody.
Well, Carlson missed a point, extra point,
but not a field goal. Not a field goal. So, Carlson was drafted in the same draft as Moody. I'm sorry, man. Like, they got problems on special teams. This is a huge issue.
Well, you're not going to cut a third round pick.
I didn't say they were going to cut.
You're not going to cut a third round pick. You're not going to do that right now. I get it. He woke up in the nick of time, and he made a kick.
Thank God.
On the season, he's 16-20 on field goals. All right, let's just... I know yesterday was bad. It was bad. 3 of 6. He's shaking left. He's shaking right. He's rattled. I mean, Tabor Pepper's getting choked. I mean, whatever. The fact is, he's 16-20. He's 16-20 this year. So you know what?
Do you trust him?
I got no choice but to trust him. All right? What else am I going to do? I've got no choice.
If they lost this game, there were 3 images in my head that were going to happen for the remainder of the season. It's the Debo, whatever the thing was to underneath
judo
the face
chop.
Mask.
I don't know
I
what
loved
he did.
The judo chop. I didn't even think of a judo chop.
No, I don't know what the hell
and
it
then,
was.
And then it's Bosa holding the arm of Baker Mayfield as he's scrambling to the sidelines and then ripping a throw for a first down. And then it's Leonard Floyd not wrapping up Baker Mayfield. Can we tackle Baker Mayfield? Nick Bosa, if I watch you crash down, Baker was never going to keep the read option play. And he did. He had a big sack in this game. And the defense did get some big stops.
They got some big stops.
I know.
How about the end of the game? The end of the game, they could have lost the damn game.
We're
getting penalized left and right.
Oh, my
pass
God.
Interference, late but hits.
When Bosa is like holding his hand like he's walking him across the street, every Niner fan is like, Bosa, we're giving you $120 million. Make a play.
Look, listen. I know everybody's going to watch the Detroit game or say Detroit's the team to beat in the NFC. And right now they are. But it's November 11th. I don't need the 49ers to be the best team in the NFC right now. But at some point, they will have to get there. And they have time. They have time. And it's a hell of a lot better to fix your problems when you get a win.
That
was an ultimate character game. Now, was there turbulence? You damn right there was a lot of turbulence. But buckle up, folks. It's just beginning. This is November football. And you look at yesterday in the NFL, the landscape of it. How many teams got upset or is close to getting upset? Atlanta losing to New Orleans. How about them apples? Minnesota fighting life or death with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know what I'm saying? The Jets are done. Done. Finished. How about the Pittsburgh Steelers going to Landover, Maryland and beating the Commanders? the Chiefs survive, and they needed to block a 35-yard field goal to survive that game.
I hate them.
Yesterday was about surviving and advancing, and you know what? The Niners survived to Tampa Bay. 888-957-9570. These are the type of games that get me jacked up. These test character, they test resolve, and it shows how resilient you are. And you know what? This 49ers bunch is pretty damn resilient. They got the damn job done, but let's talk about it. There's a lot of mistakes here from Shanahan, Purdy, the defense. We're going to do it all here on the Morning Rose, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you guys, Chasky, and I listen to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
What a win yesterday for the 49ers. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. You get the Warriors winning at OKC. We'll touch on that because Jason Kidd will join us at 9 o'clock, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, as we brace and buckle up for the return of Klay Thompson. We've got the great Captain Hatzer giving out tomorrow at Chase Center. 18,000 strong. We'll get receive a Klay Thompson captain's hat.
Can you put that back on your head?
Yeah,
what size head do you have?
Well, it's the strap's tight right here. It's like
okay, I'm aware. Both
like
can be true. The strap is very tight. What size head? Wow, you're all the way at the end.
Yeah.
Are you an 8?
Yeah, I am an 8.
Really?
I'm Bruce Bochy.
Wow.
I'm Bruce Bochy.
You and my Uncle Jim,
yeah,
just bucket heads.
You know, just bucket heads, getting bigger and bigger. A lot of knowledge
you're
in his head.
Eight? You're a size 8? Wow.
Well, no, I could go 7 5/8, but
that's still,
8
that's
feels
a large
comfortable.
Dome.
8 feels comfortable.
What?
8 feels very 8 comfortable.
Feels comfortable.
Especially when you grow some hair. So the Klay Thompson hat, everybody's going to receive a Klay Thompson hat.
Those are so cool.
And at some point, everybody's going to have them on, so you get there on time for tip-off. Everybody puts their Klay Thompson hats on. And at one point with the video tribute, everybody's going to take off their hat and salute in the direction of Klay Thompson, give him a 10, 20, 30-second ovation. And then once the ball tips off, it's showtime. It's time to go kill the Dallas Mavericks. Time to go take it to Klay Thompson, Luka Doncic, and Kyrie Irving, and rack up another win here. So it's going to be very fascinating to see what happens tomorrow. Again, more details on that as Klay Thompson returns to the Bay Area. But we're on the Niners right now. Baldy's going to join us today because Klay Thompson, tomorrow Klay Thompson Day is going to basically take over the entire show. But Baldy joined us at 7:30. He was in Tampa Bay for this topsy-turvy, roller coaster type of ride the 49ers went on yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your feeling about the 49ers now? Do you feel better about them? Do you feel less about them? How you feeling, Niner fans, about this win? It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty from the head coach, wasn't pretty from the quarterback, wasn't pretty from the defense, wasn't pretty from the offensive line, wasn't pretty from McCaffrey, but you got a dub against a tough Tampa Bay team.
Yeah, look, that team had come into that game losing 3 in a row, and Tampa Bay was on a short week. It felt like they were fighting for their season and their lives, and so to put a team like that away, with all the self-inflicted issues that the Niners had, look, I'll just take it. Like, your point about surviving in advance is exactly how I feel, because had they lost that game, it truly did feel like one of those, oh, season is over, like type of moments. And I know that I was like going over the top on Friday, like, hey, but this is the way I felt going into the game. That's a must win game. And almost all of them are down the stretch because it's the NFL. But where the Niners are at, you got to keep pace with Arizona.
Yeah.
And right now, it's not looking good because Arizona is looking good.
Well, they beat up the Jets yesterday 31-6, and that game wasn't even close.
I mean, the Jets are done.
Kyler was 22-24, 266. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers and
McBride.
A couple. Devontae Adams, be careful what you wish for. You go to New York City, you clown your ass in Las Vegas. And I know Devontae's from East Palo Alto, but the way he acted was not some type of sucker-free behavior. The way he acted in Las Vegas and what he did to that Raiders organization, I lost a little something for Devontae Adams. Absolutely, man. You're a leader. You're supposed to be a captain. And I don't know what got into him. But then you beg to go play for Aaron Rodgers?
I know.
That's what you wanted? But, really?
But, you know, B, like, I'm looking at like teammates, right? Everyone's like, you know, Steph Curry. We discussed this with Mully on Friday. Best teammate of all time. There's something about Aaron Rodgers. He's just not a leader.
No.
And I don't love his attitude. I contrast that with what's going on with the 49ers. Everyone's going to pick apart the Debo Tabor Pepper thing. And rightfully so. When that happens on screen, it is rare. It doesn't happen a lot. I'm a believer in when you're a pro athlete. This isn't seventh grade.
Right.
This isn't high school. This definitely isn't in college. These are high paid pros.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I was listening to one of these podcasts with Tom Brady, and Tom Brady's like, they drive big, expensive cars too. You know, talking about the coaches right. and the players
right.
on other teams.
Right.
They live in big mansions as yep. well. All right. This is big boy business.
Yes.
Jobs are on the line. There is just a tension
right.
of this could be my last snap in any moment when I'm playing in the NFL. So when Debo is going at whoever, the kicker, Tabor Pepper, whatever. Look, I file that under, yeah. Guys are intense.
Right.
This is competition at the highest. And yeah, stakes are on the line. Now, is it a great look? No, it's a horrible look. But you won the game. And I kind of get where Debo's coming from.
Debo may be playing in his last season as a exactly. 49er. This may be his last shot with the Niners to win a damn Super Bowl. Again, it's hot. It's 90 degrees. You're coming off a bye week. Guys are playing injured. Hell, Debo Samuel is questionable with ribs and an oblique. We have no idea what he's going through right now, health-wise. So yes, Brady always says, I actually love this line from Tom Brady. He's been saying it all season long. But he goes, when you make these type of decisions, like when Jordan Love threw a pick six, it's not just a decision that you made. It's an organizational decision. The organization is on your shoulders. Guys' livelihoods are on your shoulders exactly. here. So when you make a decision like that, it's going to cost you, the team, the organization. Mm-hmm. It may bite you in the ass.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass down the road. And that's where Jake Moody coming in and responded to Debo, getting his mind right to make a game when he kicked. Now, it wasn't pretty. No. I don't even know if his ankle's 100%, but he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Once you're on that football field, it's go time. All injuries out the window. I don't want to hear excuses about injuries, which leads me to Nick Bosa.
Oh, Jesus.
Which leads me to Nick Bosa. We're going to get to Adam and SF in just a second.
I mean, he's playing like Ring Around the Rosie with Baker Mayfield going to the sideline. What the hell is he doing?
Look. I'm not going to question his effort. I understand he has a hip injury, and he said that he hindered him. I'd rather you not even step on the football field if you're going to give me that performance. I swear to God.
He did get a sack.
His effort on the touchdown run.
Oh.
But, I mean, come on. Come on, Bosa. Come on.
How about the read option play where he's like waiting to smack Baker instead of playing the running back? I feel like that play for another team is there every single week.
Yes, it is.
And he bites on the wrong guy every time.
Well, Josh Allen, they'll be seeing Josh Allen in a few weeks. You don't think Buffalo's taking notes? Come on. He got to get me. And I know he got the sack late, but that was like, to me, a coverage sack. And everybody was, Bosa was quiet.
Big
Bosa, quiet. Bosa was quiet
no,
yesterday.
He was.
He had a quiet game.
I thought Fred Warner, it's going to get lost in this game. I thought Fred Warner made a hell of a lot of plays.
He did.
And the one that was huge was the first drive. He goes through, there's like a pick play.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw, he knifed through like two freaking wide receivers and smacks the running back out in the flat.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad White? Is a player.
Well, no, Bucky Irving's the player in that back.
They're both
Bucky,
players.
You heard Brady. We need Bucky Irving on the field. He's got the juice. Bucky Irving is a talent.
Team.
They have plenty of talent. Kate Otten is a good tight end. He's had back to back weeks. He's been balling. Let's go to Adam in the city.
What's up, Adam?
Actually, Adam's in New Jersey. He's in New Jersey right now. He's always on tour. What's up, Adam? So what up?
How we doing, guys? Well, I wanted to start off that Vontae kind of says what's up. Got to see him yesterday, and that was cool. So
He says, hope all is well with you. But your original question at the beginning was, do you feel good about this win? And I'm saying, no, I don't, because Kyle Shanahan is still the same Kyle Shanahan. Christian McCaffrey has not played in 9 weeks. He was out all the offseason because of Achilles tendonitis. First game back. I understand you need him on the field. He's an incredible player. But it's like, are you just trying to drive this guy into the ground and make sure that he gets injured? Like, you have Garendo, you have Mason, they're both healthy. They've shown that they can play, and they each get a touch apiece yesterday. Like, you see, even the team we were playing yesterday, they use Bucky and Rashad on different types of plays, different situations. You see what Detroit does with Gibbs and Montgomery, and we have running backs that we can do that with, but like, oh, McCaffrey's back, let's just run him into the ground. That's why I don't feel good about this team, is because it's like, it's the philosophy of, well, if these guys are healthy, we're just gonna, you know, drive them into the ground. And it's like, that's not a good formula for the rest of the season. And then, oh my, I mean, special teams, it's just like, are you guys ever gonna fix this issue? It's not good. And the last thing I had is just a question on a rule. When Bosa had Baker Mayfield's arm, if he like drops down, is that a hip drop tackle? Because I don't understand why he didn't just fall to the ground and like pop his arm out, honestly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was one of the stranger plays. I can't wait to ask Baldy about it. But to Adam's point, 888-957-9570, you like Adam. Do you feel good about the win yesterday? Can you feel good about a win yesterday with the Tampa Bay team that was shorthanded? Now, running back splits. And our girl Stephanie Sanchez, she does a lot with the 49ers, 49er content, 49er K-Pot, Steph Sanchez. The running back splits. She just posted it. I retweeted it. Christian McCaffrey, 56 snaps. Jordan Mason, 3 snaps. Isaac Garrido, 3 snaps. McCaffrey played 56 snaps with bilateral Achilles tendonitis. And so to your point, we're kind of getting into it Friday. You're asking me, you don't think he's going to split? I said, the Shanahan, what more do we need to see with the Shanahans? The Shanahans have been part of the NFL since the late 80s, all right? Mike and the lineage down to Kyle and Bobby Turner, his longtime running back coach. This is what they do.
But let me.
They run their running backs into the ground. That's what they do.
I feel like I've covered every single inch of the full circle. I actually will defend Kyle in this one, because forget the actual snaps. I'm just going touches and things like that. Like, I wasn't sitting back like, need more Jordan Mason in my life in that game. I just, as the game kept progressing, I felt like they couldn't run the ball, and I didn't see a series or a spot where I was like, yeah, take CMC off the field.
Right.
And I'm being a hypocrite, because I'm the one who says you got to carve out time for Jordan Mason. But like, watching that game, and it's a must win. Well, like, no, I'm sorry. Well, like, CMC's got to play.
Well, I kind of
defend Shanahan.
90 degrees, and you got a guy coming back off of bilateral Achilles tendonitis, and you give him 56 snaps, and Mason and Garrido combine for 6. All right, more coming up here. Oh, unbelievable. 56 snaps is out of control by Shanahan. Whatever. I'm here for it. By the way, Klay Thompson, as we just mentioned, is coming back to the Bay. The Mavs will be at Chase Center tomorrow night to play the Dubs, and we will be celebrating his return by wearing Captain Klay hats. You see me with it on right now, the Captain Klay hat, and by giving away 3 Klay Thompson jerseys. We're going to do one during the morning roast in the 8 o'clock hour, one during Steiny and Guru during the 12 o'clock hour. So be sure, Willard and Dibs during the 4 o'clock hour. So be sure you're locked in all day long to find out how you can win a Klay Thompson jersey, as we're wearing the captain hats for the return of Klay Thompson. All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. How you feeling about this win? Rate Purdy's performance. Shanahan, was it an ugly win? Do you have any confidence that this team can make a run? Are they contenders? 888-957-9570. I just don't want to hear from you after a loss. I'm going to hear from you after a hard-fought battle against Tampa Bay. The Niners survived 23-20. We'll talk about it here on the Roast.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Bonta.
I'm trying to, Pods. Not the best end to the road trip. Four fouls yesterday. No points. 0 for 2 from the floor in 15 minutes. He's got to get his jumper rolling. Right now, he's 7-40 from the three-point line. So his percentage is, he was in the mid-30s last season from the three-point line. I do believe the law of averages will play out and get pods rolling here moving forward. But 6-5-0, Shaska. We're going to stick on football. But 6-5-0, as the segment is sponsored by Go to State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. 6-5-0 has a bone to pick with me about basketball. I wonder what that could be.
What's the over-under on the age of someone asking that? I have a bone to pick with you.
Let's talk basketball. I got a bone to pick with Bonte.
You think Debo had a bone to pick with Jake Moody?
Well, what happened there? Before we go to the lines, here's Debo Samuel on what happened with Moody
and Tabor Pepper,
the long snapper.
No, man. Normally, I don't even get like that, but just like frustrated in the heat of battle, you know, in the post game, and you know, I kind of got out of character a little bit, but you know, I'll talk to Moody, and you know, we'll get past it.
Oh, that's sure.
And then he had a final chance to make a game win afterwards.
What about it?
How nice was it?
That he had that chance. Well, I think he had a little dog in him, you know, a little motivation to go out there and make the field goal. When I was talking to him at first, like I wasn't saying nothing like crazy to him. I was just, you know, kind of frustrated at the time, but. You know, he went out there and won the game, of course, and, you know, he wasn't bothered by it, so, you know, we moved past it.
So that's Debo's version of the story. Here is Tabor Pepper, the longtime long snapper of the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, he was telling him to lock in, and we know what our job is, and we got us. You know, it's hard being a specialist. It's, sometimes it's feast or famine, and as a young, developing specialist like Jake is, the best, like, mental exercise you can have. I mean, I don't know how much better it gets than missing three straight and having to step up and hit a almost 50-yard game winner. So I'm super proud of Jake.
Yeah. So that's Tabor Pepper, and I got so many thoughts on that soundbite alone. He said, it's not easy being a specialist. Well, some may say you don't have to practice or hit or do anything during practice. You're just snapping, snapping, snapping. Now, it's not an easy job. I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo on kicking field goals from 50 and 55 and punting and snapping. I'm not going to say that.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
I'm not going to say that.
Sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say it's easy, and it is feast or famine. But the casual fan sees that, hey, you don't practice much. You're basically chilling. You play about 7 snaps a game. We expect you to do your job at a high level.
Like, let's also acknowledge, it wasn't one missed field goal.
It was 3.
It wasn't 2. It was 3.
It was 3.
I mean, Bonte, 3. I mean, it's like... Again, I'm a believer in creative tension, right? In any work, especially the high pressure, high paid jobs, like it's okay. Like things do happen in the heat of quote unquote professional sports, and you know stuff happens. Is it a great look? No, right? Do I think Debo's the worst teammate of all time? No, but. Yeah, of course. Ideally, I wouldn't want my, you know, high-paid wide receiver going after my kicker. But also, kicker, make a kick! Like, I kind of get it. Yeah. Like, make a play. Like, come on, dog.
Debo's
make a play.
Like, lock in.
Like,
lock
I kind of see both sides of this. Now, do I think Debo said lock in? No, I don't think he said lock in.
Make a freaking kick, you think he said?
I mean, something of that effect. If you are a Niner fan, you are thinking the same thing. All right? Now, but
right.
But this is where, like... Winning is the great deodorant. And now, what do you do moving forward? It's one thing if two guys have a scuffle, okay? Right. Like, can the team just move on? Can Debo move on? Can they find a way to amicably move on? Like, that's really all that matters.
And Shanahan said after the game.
That's really all that matters.
Shanahan said after the game, I expect them to get this going. They'll be fine. Here's what Shanahan said about the scuffle, actually.
I don't have much of a take because I didn't see any of it, so I just got told about it, but probably an obvious one. Guys frustrated, and something probably happened, and, you know, brother scuffle a little bit. I didn't see any of it, so I don't know how bad it was, but something I'm not too worried about. We'll fix it. If it hasn't been fixed already, we'll fix it on the plane, and we'll go back to loving each other tomorrow.
Now, I don't believe the fact that he hadn't seen it before he went to the presser. Maybe he hadn't. Maybe he hadn't. Who knows?
Who knows? But I will say this.
But he did say that they're going to fix it on him. But at least the plane ride... by the time they landed in San Jose last night, it was fixed. It was bygones be bygones. Sure. We won a game.
Yeah, I'm sure on that one. Now, from Jake Moody's standpoint, if you've ever played sports and like you're making mistakes, baseball, you're making errors or you're grooving pitches or whatever it is. And basketball, you're just missing shots. You can't defend someone. And someone comes over and they're like, come on, man, make a play or whatever. It's like, you don't think I'm trying to make a play? You think I'm actively trying to miss? Like, but sometimes you do need to be waking up that way. And trust me, we've all had that teammate that lets you know when you're struggling. So I just think this is what happened. Again, it's not ideal. It's not a great look. But to think that this doesn't happen in the heat of battle, that's naive.
Yep. No, I think
it's naive.
No doubt. You could be the Dallas Cowboys, where CeeDee Lamb is talking about how the Cowboys need to put up curtains in the stadium. And Jerry Jones, this is funny. Jerry Jones at the game was like, we do know where the damn sun's going to be at our old stadium. Then he goes, why not put up, somebody asked him, why not put up curtains? He goes, well, let's just tear the damn stadium down and build another one. You kidding me?
But you know, it's funny though. It is funny. Whether it's Levi's, whether it's Dallas Stadium, how do you spend billions of dollars to build a stadium and not think of the basics?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe we should cover our sidelines from getting blasted with scorching hot Santa Clara heat during the September and October months. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't have glare as our wide receiver is coming across the end zone.
There ain't nothing you can do about that.
A simple pass. Like, how are you spending billions on this, and you don't think about these things?
Well, Lamb said, they asked him, would he be a favor of curtains? He goes, yes, 1,000%. Will they bring it up to Jerry Jones? He goes, I mean, y'all are doing my job right now. So,
Jerry Jones, I love a loser, bro.
Anyway, that's what's going on with that. Let me see. There was something else I saw. Oh, 925, Bonte, can you snap or kick it? Can you snap or kick it? Give that hat to Joe. It's too small for that big head. So that's the 925 trying to make a joke. Now, quietly, Shasky, my second-year player, Pop Warner, junior man to San Francisco Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Greg Isom, Coach Paul Berger, I hope you guys are doing well out there. I was a long snapper. I snapped out punts. I snapped out field goals.
Oh.
It was a very tough job. A lot of ducks, a lot of quacks, a lot of wobbles. Snapping a shotgun. Not easy. I was a center, yes. They couldn't find a spot for me. I was like, oh, this kid's nice. He comes to practice every day. Let him be the center for the team. And I was a center. My second year of Pop Warner football. So, no, I kind of know how hard it is to snap a football, especially on punts and field goals. It's not an easy job.
After Moody missed the third one, I got a video from Michelle's side of the family, my niece, hitting a 35-yard field goal right here at SI. Obviously, no
Megan,
one running
there.
Megan splitting the uprights, and she's like, I should try out for the 49ers kicking job.
Yeah, good luck with that, Megan. Good luck with that. Rocky and Vallejo, speaking of kicking, Rocky and Vallejo wants to talk about Jake Moody. What's up?
What's up, man? What's up? Okay, so here's my take on Jake Moody. When they first drafted him, they said, hey, this guy has a big leg, big leg. You guys remember last year, obviously the kickoff rules were different. This guy could hardly get touchbacks last year. Obviously the rules changed this year, so he can get it to the point where we get some touchbacks now, but now he's missing field goals. This guy is a third-round draft pick. He missed the extra point in the Super Bowl. He missed that field goal against Cleveland. Obviously, he missed the kick against the Rams. Missed three kicks yesterday. You know what? This guy is basically, for a third-round pick, he's a bust. He's a bum. The other two kickers
Wait, Rocky, real quick. I'll let you cook. Did you feel like that in the Super Bowl when he made the 250-plus yarders?
Did I feel like that? Yeah, because he still missed the extra point. You know, if he makes that extra point, it's a whole different ball game.
But he made the 50-plus yard field goals, right? He's only missed four field goals this year, three yesterday. It's actually not bad.
Yeah, 50, Bonta, you know this better than me. 50 is the 40 from the 90s. You're supposed to make a 50 now in this day and age.
I hear you.
You know, these kickers are, look at the Chiefs kicker. I forget the guy's name, but man, that guy is a beast. Yeah, you know, we drafted this guy in the third round, dude.
Okay. Harrison Buckner. Yeah, no, I hear you. So you want to cut him, Rocky, and Rocky's guy. He just wants to cut Moody. Well, anybody want to cut Moody? Because it's not going to happen. You know, you can want what you want to. You want to try out. This guy's got a good leg. He's got a good leg. He's got a strong and powerful leg when it comes to field goals. First game back. This, what do you have? Swollen ankle?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.